Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Well, the rubber chicken won't be joining us today. The rubber chicken has passed out from pumping out so many eggs for Easter. Hasn't been awake for a couple of days. The rubber chicken will be back next week. This is Rantcast 79, entitled 420, which is why I don't have a title. Or 420, why I can't remember the title. Or 420, I got so many titles, I don't even know where to start. I got a title for every other title. It's 420. That's what really counts. So I'm taking a break because it's that's what I'm doing. I'm out there, I'm playing golf. My scores are staggeringly bad. But as a person, I've grown. I've grown to understand that there's certain things I can't do, and one of them is play golf. But it allows me a lot of time to hate myself on new and different levels. Not the level of like, oh, you're a lousy human being. No, you're a lousy golfer. So it's much more micromanaged. There's much more of a disdain, more specific. Oh, you're not breathing through your ass today, Lewis. No, I'm not. And I'm not. So I will be taking your leave, as I say, and as I used to say during when I was, you know, living during Shakespearean times. And I am really needed this vacation. I'm sorry I can't go on and on about things. I'm not paying attention to anything that's happening. If there is something that I missed, please send it in a rant, okay? Because I'm going to be rolling your way shortly. That's right. I do hope you had a very happy Easter and a happy Chanukah, too. And I can't even remember if that's coming or not. I rely on the New York Post to tell me, or some of my Jewish friends to invite me to a to a Seder, and I go, I'm not coming. So forget that. No, but ours is different. No, it's not. It's not different. It's kind of different, but it's not different. I want to wish you the happiest of holidays and to tell you that to get things off your chest after you've spent that time with your family and wondered, you know, really, is genetics, really, that's genetics? On the 21st, I'm going to be in Cincinnati, Ohio, at the Taft Theater, and hopefully staying at 21C. We're staying at 21C, one of my favorite hotels in the world. This is really extraordinary. Then we go on to Akron on the 22nd, to the Goodyear Theater. I'm hoping maybe they leave, you know, lend me a blimp to fly around in that day, and I can go to a kid's softball game and hover over for a while and do announcing for TBS. And then on the 23rd, I'll be the Soaring Eagle Casino, or as I continue to call it, the Spread Eagle Casino. Always a delightful place for me to lose a little money and build another wing. So, listen, you guys have a great week. I will continue to vacate. I hope you get your vacation soon. Take care of each other, because that's really what counts.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
We are at the Paramount Theater in Huntington, Long Island. This is my first time here. It's an absolutely beautiful space with all sorts of nifty shit around it, and I'm not somebody who comes to Long Island a lot because it's really irritating to get here, and sometimes it takes the amount of times that it takes to get to certain places in Long Island, you feel, fuck, I should be in another state. But this is a terrific room, and it's first time here, and a wonderful audience, except for a couple of jokes along the way. But I'll work on those. And I've been, and they've got like a speakeasy and shit. It's just more than I can. There's a lot of stuff going on here. And just exactly. I'm gonna just go for it. I'm gonna start reading these, and this first one is from Kevin Norton. Hello, Lewis, and this is I was looking forward to your show this Sunday on Long Island, but because of goddamn Ticketmaster, I will not be attending, as I cannot figure out how to download my ticket off their app. They would not allow access to their app due to my phone is an older model and cannot get the update to download to my phone. Son of a bitch! I enjoy the rantcast and very much and hope to hear you read my rant. Well, fuck! You bought a ticket. Are you here, Kevin? Wow, you got fucked. That's not right. You should have. I wish any time this happens, okay, if you find yourself in this position, get in touch with the folks at my website. And it's a reason to join the fan club so you don't have to deal with Ticketmaster, because you beat their fees. I mean, we have fees, but there's a real person. It's not like a computer-driven, boy, you didn't get the app. Fuck you. So, I'm really sorry, Kevin, and I hope we can make it up to you at some point. That sucks. It sucks. You know, doesn't have the app. It's not his responsibility. Your responsibility. Get him a fucking ticket, you fucks. How tough is it? You open an envelope, you put the ticket in, you fucking mail it. Son of a bitch. This is from Matthew T. You end your shows with "take care of each other." How do you think we've been doing with that the last 2 years? Sigh, sorry, I shouldn't be so negative. No, I think we've been doing great, Kevin. Matthew, I mean, we've been doing just great. I think that we're getting closer and closer together. Every day I said, "Ooh, look, the rainbow's getting bigger." You know, who'd have thought that we could come together on this level? The only time we come together is when we wake up in the morning and it's 98% of us go yelling, "Go Ukraine, go Ukraine." That's when we get together. Otherwise, between us, it's... I think we'll get there eventually, because people get tired eventually. And eventually some of these assholes will drop off. And what really is irritating, I've said it time and again, is that it's 10% of either end of the spectrum that really keeps flaming, that putting the flames out there. Most of us are, well, that's great. Four people applaud. That's tremendous. Most of us, I really appreciate that. I'm going to talk to them. They don't seem to have a clue. No, most of us are in the middle. Most of us are in the middle. Most of us would like to iron things out. Most of us would like to speak English to each other and kind of figure out how to get something done. It's unbelievable to sit and watch that group of fucks in Washington, and all they got to do is sit down and talk to each other. That's their job, and they don't do it. Go fuck yourselves. I could use your advice and never-ending supply of optimism about what I really wanted to talk about, living on Long Island. I was born on Long Island, have lived here my entire life, and have family here. Things have been tough recently. Can you tell me three reasons why someone wouldn't want to live here? Matthew, I don't live here. So, I can't help. I'm telling you, it's the same thing. I can't live here because it's just far enough away from New York that it's irritating to get into New York. So I can't give you three reasons. I can't even give you one fucking reason. I can't give you a half a reason, okay? I say get a season ticket to the Paramount. The shows are really fucking good. And then maybe see if you can get into that fucking speakeasy and just go glug glug glug, and then eventually your family will come find you. And hopefully on Christmas Eve, and it's a wonderful life. This is from Clifford Duke. I'm reading this. I shouldn't say your name, but I can't wait to hear what happens on your... Write your own bits, Lewis. Okay? Now, seriously, Clifford, for starters, these aren't bits. I have been doing this for six fucking years, and what I've been trying to present, Clifford, is that I am trying to present the folks who come to see my show the ability to get shit off their chest. I am doing what I do on The Daily Show for folks. That's what I'm doing up here. I did my bits. My bits were an hour and 7 minutes long, okay? And they could have been longer, except you fucked with my one fucking great joke. So I do it, and then it's this opportunity. It goes throughout the world. And then there are people who've written from the rest of the world back to me about this, and I get to read it. That's what it's about. They're not fucking bits. God damn it. Nobody fucking in this audience can sit down and write a bit. What they can do is this is a piece of shit, and they can go fuck themselves. And that they do. And in Long Island, they do it on they've got a steady diet. Write your own bits, Lewis. The jackass sitting next to me is trying to write something clever. I was stuck having dinner with him and his wife, and I hope you don't give him any airtime. I'll be interested to see if I have. Ann Coleman, did Henry Louis Gates Jr. reach out to you, or did you reach out to him? No, he reached out to me, which was quite nice, because I wouldn't have, I don't usually kind of go, Henry, I'm Louis Black. Wouldn't you like to find out about my family? No, he called, and it was great, because there was things I didn't know about my family, and he really, you know, and for years I was asking the question, and all of a sudden, like, my last name, which is Black, and people always go, well, what was it really? Like, you know, Schwartz? Was it Schwartz? No, you fucking asshole. It was Black. That was what it was. Black. What a fuck. I wouldn't... If my name was Louis Black, B-L-E-E... It was B-L-E-C-H or B-L-E-E-C-H. If that was my fucking last name, I wouldn't be... I'd still be nursing... I'd have an asthma problem. I'm going to read something. This may upset some of you. I don't care. I've been waiting for someone to step forward with this. A man can't do it, and it's not in a man's province to do it. But I do have a friend. If you're in England, you can do it. I have a friend of mine who does do a bit on it. But this is from April Moon. Hey, Lewis, words. Aren't they fucking wonderful? I love them. I love collecting them. Words like caruncle and this one I don't, ancho cerca. My favorite word is cunt. Why the fuck am I not allowed to say this amazing word without getting the fucking side eye? I'm a woman and I want this word allowed in daily usage again. I'm tired of these fucking cunty women disguising the word as see you next Tuesday. Set of ovaries and take the power of the word back. It sounds more powerful than bitch or dick. All of you fuckers that don't realize the strength and dominance that cunt asserts over others are a bunch of pussies. Sorry, I mean cunts. Fuck has become a daily used word now. Fuck the cunts that call it the F-bomb. It is time for cunt to become just as popular in daily speech. God bless from Syracuse. Thank you, April. Randy Perlmutter, how is Ukraine any different from Iraq with us? We shouldn't have gone in there, and he shouldn't be in Ukraine. It's that simple. That's pretty much it, you know. You don't tamper with another country's sovereignty. You just don't do it, for fuck's sake. Unless the country, like Russia, is run by a fucking psychotic. And then you have to, and I will say this again, get somebody into one of those meetings with one of those pea shooters. It's exactly what we should have done with Saddam Hussein. It wasn't difficult. God damn it, do I have to think of everything? I had a complaint recently in one of the rants that came in. The guy was very upset. He thought that one of the tragedies of the pandemic is that, this is really true, that the funeral homes didn't have the great hard candy that they used to have. That's spectacular. The guy, and so Kathy Perlman is right, the guy who complained about no candy at the funeral home hasn't been around lately. Not only are there candies there, but they are also fucking everywhere. And what candy is that? The hermetically sealed Starlight Mints. They are on the doctor's desk, the secretary's desk, the diner's checkout. Hell, they're probably at the dentist's office. So you want candy? You got to take Starlight Mints, buddy. Wow. Wow, that's, who knew? And maybe Kathy Perlman is probably working for Starlight Mints. Sherry Brower said, just tell me why your own audience is so old. Oh, Is that what you think, Sherry? Oh, really? How did they make it here? You never throw that word out. You keep that to yourself because one day you're going to be old. And it doesn't happen overnight. It's like all of a sudden you wake up one day and a virus arrives and it goes, "You're old!" And so say, tell me why your own audience is so old and cheap. Most of them aren't tipping the ushers. Now, to be honest, I asked around. I don't think that's a practice. So I think you tip the bar staff and stuff like that. But I didn't think that tipping ushers, because I asked if the ushers get tipped, and they said no. So if you want to unionize them, Sherry. But it's not because my audience is old and cheap. It's just not really something they do. Yeah. No, you can't. It's good that you did it. You know, and feel better about it. And it will be passed on. And you should feel good now. And it's Sunday. What better day to do it? If you'd done it tomorrow, God would have been, it doesn't count. So this is from Candice Newman. Okay, so this happened not too long ago to a colleague of mine at work. For context, I work in a standalone radiology office. We had a male patient come in for what's called an ultrasound transrectal prostate exam. Now that's when I get to the end of that sentence, I have a tendency to... Yes, and exactly how it sounds. You're sticking a probe up the ass to take a look at the prostate. And as a courtesy to the male patients, we give them the option to insert the probe themselves so it's less embarrassing for them. They got privacy and they started the probe and the technologist came in and the patient was complaining it was a little uncomfortable, which is standard because, I mean, come on, you've got a probe up your ass, it's uncomfortable. Once the exam was done, however, the technologist realized that the guy forgot to use the lube provided before he inserted the probe. So, gentlemen, friendly reminder, if you're going to have a probe shoved up your ass, lube up. I went with this. It's self-explanatory. I want to thank you all for coming out tonight. It's been really splendid spending time with you. You're a terrific audience. And I will be back again. That's a promise. And the thing is that we'll be next week. I will be in Chattanooga and Atlanta, and we have tickets both in Chattanooga and Atlanta, and then in Charleston, where we're running low. But those, if you want, you can still come out and get seats there, and send in those rants. You know, even though my friend Clifford doesn't think they're rants. But we're going to end with this. This is from Stephen E. Hi, Lewis. I had a rant all ready to go, but managed to get over it when I could only hear your voice as I read it. So thanks very much. I thought of submitting it anyway, just for laughs, that is, until I told my mom about it. She said, well, you can't put any bad words in your rant. Ironically, she's here with me at your show tonight. And is also a big fan of yours. Would you politely tell her to go fuck herself? Thank you, Huntington. Thank you, the Paramount. Thanks to everybody out there watching, for everybody who sent in a rant this week. It's deeply appreciated. Please take care of each other. That's the most important thing. Thanks to all of you for listening to my rantcast. If you have a rant you want to get off your chest, send it in to me at lewisblack.com/live. You can think of it as therapy, or whatever you want to think of it as. just let it rip. And I want to thank the true stars of our show, the ranters, and the splendid rants they gave us. Lewis Black's Rantcast was created and hosted by me. Haha, Lewis Black. It is produced by James Salkind. Our theme song by Chris Lane. Executive producer, Ben Brewer. Executive producers, Matt Kleinschmidt and Robert Kelly for the Laugh Button Podcast. And most of all, thank you, all of you who ranted so well on this show.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.